Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
You are in the clubhouse, and it's a big week. Orlando PGA of America merchandise show all week, starting with demo day. Three huge days. Bob Bupka is co-hosting the show today. He, of course, is the co-host of the Grill Room Golf Show with Alex Maselli, and we'll hear all about the PGA merchandise show with Alex. And rather later, but with Bob Bupka, who's co-hosting. But our first guest this morning is going to be the president of the Champions Tour, Greg McLaughlin. He is over at the Champions Tour at Hualalai on the Big Island. The Mitsubishi Electric is kind of like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Only the champions of the Champions Tour get to come to Hualalai. But first, before we start this show, let's thank the people who make it possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Creative Plumbing. Whether a high-rise, a shopping center, or store, townhouse, customer, single-family home, call Creative Plumbing. Your plumbing has got to be done right. Call Creative Plumbing, 841-2837. Point Bouvet Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years. An outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. The Point Bouvet Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem. Also, Star Protection. For property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California. Acura of Honolulu, where military appreciation never ends. Ask TJ about the military appreciation pricing and discount at 777 Alamoana Boulevard. It's a great day to test drive an Acura of Honolulu. And Alert Alarm of Hawaii, providing closed-circuit television surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers across Hawaii. Systems that can be monitored anywhere in the world on your laptop or smartphone. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina video surveillance company.
And welcome back into the clubhouse. Bob Bupka, it seems like a long time ago that you were with me at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions.
I know it. It does seem like a long time ago, but it really hasn't been. And a little bit tired this morning, but a pleasure to be co-hosting with you. I know you have an impressive list of guests, and it's going to be a lot of fun, especially after walking mile after mile after mile at the PGA Merchandise Show.
Is that three stories? Is it one long? I don't know. How big is that place?
Well, if you wanted to see every booth, I was told that you'd have to walk 13 miles. So it's virtually impossible to see every booth. And I thought I came up with a wonderful solution because they had mini segways there, only a foot long. And it was so funny because the sales pitch that they were giving, they said, oh, yeah, we guarantee. Matter of fact, we give you a bumper-to-bumper guarantee on this. And it was only a foot long. And I said, can anybody ride that? And they said, yeah, all you have to do is stand on it and relax. Well, I stood up on it, but I wasn't relaxed, and the thing started shaking. I thought I was on a mechanical bull, and about six people had to grab me to get me off the unit.
Wow. You know, segways are not easy. I tried one in Phoenix at one of the golf courses that had them if you wanted to use one, and they're not an easy ride. The regular one. I can't imagine being like on a skateboard. It sounds like a skateboard-sized Segway. But, you know, we're waiting for Greg McLaughlin to call in, the new president of the Champions Tour. He was also the 14-year president of the Tiger Woods Foundation. He was over at Nissan, the tournament director, and a friend of Bob's. He's not called in yet. So let's, you know, the talk of the town. Maybe the talk of Australia, the talk of the universe of golf is, since it happened right here, what did happen to Robert Allenby? And we've been trying to suss out the details since there's this two-hour gap that perplexes me. On video surveillance, he was seen leaving the wine bar that he had had dinner at and a few glasses of wine. He was seen as somebody apparently put a hand on his shoulder as he got into the garage. And then you don't see him until supposedly he's found by some homeless people about 30 minutes later. lying on the floor, or on the ground, on the sidewalk, and not hurt yet. And there's some question about whether he was hurt because they tried to help him stand up and they fell down. The police don't believe his injuries are sustained from a beating, but he claims that he absolutely remembers, not very much. He has very little memory, but he does remember being hit. We're going to talk with Bob about this a little bit more. But first, we've got the gentleman on the line right now. It is all about the Mitsubishi Electric. It is the Champions Tour beginning of the season at Hualalai. Welcome to the show, Greg McLaughlin. It's good to have you on the show.
Hi, Danielle. Nice to be on. Thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely. And my co-host this morning is a longtime friend of mine, and I believe yours, Bob Bubka.
Oh, the dean of the golf business. What a surprise. I'm an honored, esteemed company this morning. Bob, how are you?
I'm doing fine. I just want to know why you knocked Tiger's tooth out.
Bob, I miss seeing you. I should have known that we would find each other again here in Hualalai.
Congratulations on what you're doing now. They couldn't have gotten a better man, and the job you did, in all honesty, for the Tiger Woods Foundation was simply outstanding, and you ought to be congratulated.
Well, nice of you to say that. I enjoyed the time there, and, I'm very appreciative of Tiger, certainly for the opportunities he gave me, and their foundation and events are doing well, and I think he'll have a great year this year as well.
The charity partnerships with the Champions Tour, very, very important, as well as the junior golf, the way you guys work together with the juniors. But I want to ask you first, what makes Hualalai special for the Champions Tour players?
Well, it was interesting because I hadn't ever been here before. It was my first time, and it's interesting. I had literally been appointed the president, and I'm watching the Hickory tournament, which is like the second or third to the last tournament we had, and Jay Haas won, and here he's winning his 17th Champions Tour event. First, I think, is at age 60, one of the older players, to have won. Certainly, he makes the Schwab Cup, and, they interviewed his wife, and the first thing she says is, wow, I get to go back to the Mitsubishi at Hualalai. That was the first thing that she said. And I'm like, what's a Hualalai? So I've been to Hawaii, dozens of times, but I hadn't been here. And I'll tell you, the resort and the golf course and the entire experience, if you watched Golf Channel yesterday and you saw that presentation, you can tell it's really one of the most beautiful, beautifully televised golf courses, I think, certainly on any of our tours. But it's a very well done. Four Seasons does a great job. It's a spectacular facility.
And I got to ask you, are there talks about the Mitsubishi Electric staying as a partner, a sponsor? And will you guys be returning to Hualalai? I love that place. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, no, it really is. We're under contract through 2016. And I think there, certainly is interest for Mitsubishi to stay as the title sponsor for our season opening event that we have. I mean, they took over in 2009 and have become one of the official marketing partners on the PGA Tour as well. So they cross over into the Champions Tour and PGA Tour. So they have a very, very strong presence in golf. And I think there's strong desire to stay here. We've had a nice partnership with the Four Seasons, but we're really talking about, extending beyond. And this place is, it's very special. It would be wonderful for us to be able to continue to play our championship here in the future.
Excellent. And I always watch, when I watch on Golf Channel, the broadcast, it's like, and it's one of the things that we all know in Hawaii, if you play here, don't go into the black. Do not go into the lava fields. And yesterday, watching Bernard Langer, I don't think I've ever seen anyone hit out of lava. This is your first time over there on the big island, Hualalai, Greg, and it was like a Vandervelde moment. It just seemed to snowball into, what was it, a 10 on that hole?
Yeah, I saw him last night and asked him about it, and clearly he said in retrospect, I should have taken a drop. He could have taken a drop after the first one, and then he could have taken a drop, when he missed the ball for his, what would have been, I guess, his second shot out of the lava. But then after that, when it went deeper in there, I don't think he could have taken relief because he couldn't he wasn't able to take relief. So, you know, it was one of those judgment calls. You know, he said he thought he could get it out. You know, I mean, and that's, you know, game always keeps you thinking, and, you know, you never know. And, you know, hindsight's always 20/20. And, you know, he comes back and, you know, still plays well, a consummate professional, you know, still posts a nice score, relatively speaking, by throwing a 10 on this card. So I wouldn't count him out of it yet.
Never, never. Bernard Langer was on the show. I love the man, and I'm dedicated. You know, the Champions Tour, the guys that are playing, they weren't raised in the fitness era that Tiger Woods started. And do you see them working out more to stay fit and so they can continue to play like Langer does?
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, I think everybody has a different, you know, routine, but every one of these guys that gets to this point that is successful, they have to have their health. I mean, there's no question about it, because there's a tremendous amount of really, really good players, you know, in their 50s that aren't competing out here, at, you know, due to one injury or health. And a lot of it is practice. You know, you have to be able to practice when you're away from the golf course, and if you're not healthy enough to do it. But I definitely see a lot more players in the gym now, this week, than I saw when I first got in this business, you know, some 25 years ago. I mean, you couldn't find a gym in most hotels, and now no one will stay in a hotel without a gym. So, yeah, I think the fitness, and fitness is different things. You know, like I talked to Craig Stadler, and he's taken, you know, Pilates classes, you know, in order to kind of strengthen his back and, you know, regain flexibility. And, you know, he probably doesn't need to lift weights, you know, not really necessarily strength is anything, you know, he's looking for. He's looking, you know, so whether it's yoga, Pilates, you know, something in order to, you know, kind of keep the body to be able to do it. You know, Craig's 62, 63, and has been playing out here since, I don't know, he got out of SC at, you know, at whatever, 22. So it's been a long, long career, you know, for a lot of these guys, hitting a lot of balls.
Pilates is all about flexibility. And if you can continue keeping your body flexible, you can succeed in the game of golf. The Champions Tour and the Charles Schwab Cup, didn't a 20-year partnership continues now with the signing of that agreement?
Yes, 20 years. I mean, that's a landmark deal, really. I mean, if you look around, you know, any other sport, NFL, FIFA, NCAA, you know, World Cup, I mean, look at anything, Olympics. I mean, no one does 20-year deals, you know, not today. And it really was a tremendous commitment from a great company, a great partner of the Champions Tour, and the support that they've really given this tour over the years has been outstanding. But, you know, our product works, you know, for their clients, and they've leveraged it, you know, beautifully, you know, from a business standpoint. And it's a great partnership, and I think sends a great message, you know, to supporting partners and title sponsors like Mitsubishi and, you know, many other great ones that we have on the Champions Tour.
Excellent talking with you, Greg McLaughlin, the Champions Tour president. Bob, do you have another question?
No, I was just going to comment on how fortunate I think the Champions Tour is to have a standard bearer like Bernhard Langer. I mean, he's classed on the golf course. He's classed off the golf course. And the big question as we go into 2015 is, at 58 years old, can he do what he did when he was 57 years old? And I remember talking to him not too long ago, and I said, you know, Bernhard, you look like you weigh about the same as the first time I laid eyes on you, which was well over 20 years ago. And he said, no, I'm 5 pounds heavier, but it's all muscle.
It's all muscle.
Yeah, I mean, he really is. Yeah, that's a great way to put it, Bob, you know, a standard bearer of the game. I mean, he really is. I mean, he does everything with, you know, class, graciousness, and, you know, he won our Player of the Year, of course, this year, and also was the, you know, scoring average, you know, at 68, which was the, you know, second best, you know, really in the history. He earned over $3 million, which was the all-time highest, you know, won 5 tournaments. You know, he had won Player of the Year for the 4th time and was only the 2nd player since, you know, Hale Irwin to win the Schwab Cup, you know, before the Schwab Cup was even played. So, I mean, it was really a, you know, certainly one of the all-time greatest performances by a single player, you know, probably on any tour, and he does it with really just, again, such amazing grace, and he really is. So I'm very hopeful he's healthy, which is good, and looking forward to having him and several other players have great years.
Yeah, there's five World Golf Hall of Fame members at the Mitsubishi Electric at Hualalai. And if you're there, you really need to go, because Hualalai is an unbelievable golf course with Bernard Langer, Hale Irwin, Tom Watson, Tom Kite, Larry Nelson all playing. Excellent talking with you, Greg. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you. Best of luck to you both, and hope to see you guys again. So take care, Bob.
Yeah, take care, buddy.
Aloha. And we'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
The beaten path is not for everyone. That's why the Acura MDX is designed just for you. With features like Juuli LED headlights that mimic natural sunlight, illuminating more of what lies ahead. Integrated dynamic system with three separate performance settings to meet your mood. One-touch walk-in for simple one-button access in and out of the third row. And available Acura Link surface street traffic information to keep you one step ahead of the herd. The Acura MDX. Maybe it's called the beaten path because it can be beaten. 3-year traffic subscription included. See your Acura dealer for system and coverage details.
Be sure to come visit your Hawaii Acura dealers and check out their latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit your Hawaii Acura dealers today.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded, property guard and patrol services, loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Welcome back. Bob Bupka, the co-host of the Grill Room Golf Show on TuneIn Radio. He's back with me today, co-hosting our PJ Merchandise Show, but also, of course, the Champions Tour season opener, the Mitsubishi Electric at Hualalai Championship that's going on right now. And great on Golf Channel. You've got to watch if you get a chance to, or just DVR it, because it's beautiful. The weather is gorgeous. Coming up in a couple of minutes is Alisa Godet, the author and writer of Two Good Rounds. She has three volumes out. She's not in with us yet. Hey, Bob. You know, it's amazing to me that you know as much as you do about, for instance, Robert Allenby. What have you heard, you know, on the drums?
Well, you know, it's developing into quite a situation. And basically, there's really two main things here. Number one, Robert Allenby, you know, I've known him a long time, and I hope we can get to the bottom of this mess. And, you know, number two, it's totally unfair to cast a black eye to Waikiki Beach. I mean, it's one of the great places in the world to come. And I firmly believe that it's very safe. So I'm torn between, my loyalty to Waikiki. I've been going there for year after year after year, and I just love it. And a PGA Tour professional, all I want is the truth. When the NFL NFL can't get to the bottom of how these footballs got deflated. I have no idea how we're going to get to the bottom of what really happened to Robert Allenby.
Especially if you had a blackout after drinking way too much alcohol. I've heard many stories, and there's 2 hours that are unaccounted for because some homeless people say they found him at 11:30, just a few minutes after he left the wine bar that he was having dinner and wine at, but he didn't actually show up at the hotel in the cab until 1:30, 2 o'clock. So there's talk of him being at one of the strip clubs, not far from Waikiki, and also very close to the wine bar. He says he absolutely was hit in the face by someone at least twice, that he does remember. But the injuries he sustained do not jive with that. He's got what looks like injuries from falling flat on his face, which...
Well, I doubt he was in that strip club. I did not see him in there, and I was paying close attention to everybody that was coming and leaving.
Okay. So now, I'm glad to say that Lisa Godet, the author and writer of Two Good Rounds, now 3 volumes, has joined us. Lisa, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning. And Bob Bubka's with us.
I know. Longtime friend, Bob Bubka.
And he says he got your book yesterday.
Yes, the PGA show.
It's a PGA show.
And I got a bone to pick with her because I got the book, and I thank you for it, but I can't put it down. I mean, it really is a fantastic read, and the variety of people that you get to talk about in your book, job well done.
It is.
Thank you. That means a lot coming from you. You know a lot and a lot of people.
Exactly. Her first book is Two Good Rounds, 19th Hole Stories from the World's Greatest Golfers. Then the second was Two Good Rounds, Superstars, covering star athletes in a similar fashion. The third book, Two Good Rounds, Titans, 33 notable titans of industry with some direct ties to the golf industry. Where's Bob in here? I can't find him.
Well,
I'm in the next
actually,
edition.
Yeah, so these titans are 33 CEOs that own their own golf course. So they already have risen to the top in more than likely another industry. There's a few exceptions. Peter Ueberroth, who's on the cover, but Peter brokered the deal to buy Pebble Beach back and have it be put into a trust so it would remain forever, which I feel it is almost like a national monument. It's something that should be make sure that it's run by Americans and taken care of. So those are the titans.
The titans, and one of them is Sheila Johnson.
Yes.
Beautiful woman. And how did she come about getting the reunion resort, Innisbrook?
Innisbrook, yes. She started with the career was with BET, but the Salamander Hotel Resorts that she has, Innisbrook, is along with Reunion and Hammock and a number of courses. She did it as a business investment. You know, and it's just everybody came out about it from different angles.
Yeah, well, she said she toured Innisbrook's 4 courses and she was hooked. Can't say that it's not surprising at all. And I thought what was surprising is she doesn't have a handicap. And some of the people in here don't, but they enjoy the game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think what became even more interesting as we look for ways to grow the game, I think whenever we can shine a light on positive examples of people that enjoy golf, and this is what this series is, what I've tried to accomplish with this series, whether it's an athlete like a Kelly Slater, big surfer, and
yeah, of course,
for people to know that, oh, wow, he's very much into golf. I think for younger people and all these people who are looking to try to find ways, whether it's bring women, anytime we can shine a light on someone positive that, these are our advocates of the game. And these business people, a lot of people admire them, whether it's Paul Fireman, who started Reebok, and we've got some internationals. Peter Porsche from the Porsche family owns a golf course in Mallorca, and the Benetton family. I mean, most people in America have passed by or know of Benetton sweaters. So to see, wow, these people as well. And their stories are unbelievable. I mean, the Benetton family he grew up very, very poor, and his brothers and his sisters, the brothers sold his bicycle to buy materials so they could make shirts. And in one generation, you see what these people have created.
Mm-hmm.
And then they love golf, they liked it, they bought a resort, and they, you know, I think that's, so there's stories of people who maybe were born into it or had a very good upbringing and had a little easier in life to others who really struggled and created something for themselves.
I'm glad you brought up.
One of the fascinating characters in your book, and somebody that I was friends with, Jimmy Patino, who owns Valderrama. And Jimmy, as you alluded to in your book, had probably the world's largest golf memorabilia collection. But he was a real stickler, as you allude to in your write-up about him, to the quality of the greens at Valderrama. And he used to go to green superintendent meetings in the States, and he was sitting down alongside one guy, and the superintendent there tapped Jimmy on the shoulder and said, do you work at a good club? He says, yeah, I think it's pretty good. He says, where is it? He says, it's in Spain. He says, what about the ownership? He said, no, I own it. And the green superintendent guy couldn't believe that he was sitting alongside the owner of a golf course. But he was a kind gentleman that loved being a marshal at Ryder Cup. And that's when he fell in love and got the Ryder Cup the first time outside of Great Britain and Ireland to come to Spain. And it was a huge success. All he had to do was build a four-lane highway for about 23 miles before they would give him approval. And he said, no problem, and he got it done.
Yep. And you even see how some of them are intertwined. So I don't know if you had a chance to get to Weldon Wyatt, who owns Sage Valley, which is, you know, right down from Augusta National. He had this beautiful, book that it was the first reference of golf from 1491, and he bought that at Jaime Ortiz Patino's. They had an auction. I think Christie's is the one who did it, I believe, of all the memorabilia, and he had purchased that from there. You know, and Jaime has passed away. But, you know, to see the connection as I was doing this and when I did the interview with Weldon Wyatt at his club, you know, he took me in and he was very proud of this book, as he very well should be. And then to see that connection as well, you realize it is a fraternity/sorority that we are very privileged to be a part of, with some beautiful history and really lovely things. And this is what you think. You see an article about somebody here or there, and I've always thought it's a nice, put a collection of these things together. You see all these business people that are very much behind golf, or all these athletes that are behind golf.
It's wonderful. I like the questions you asked, including, what advice would you give your 20-year-old self?
Yeah, that was my favorite.
Yes.
You get great answers from people. And these people have a wealth of information now where they are.
Exactly. And when you brought up firemen, that his answer was one of the ones that hit me the most. You know, have a lot of fun when you're 20. Enjoy what you can at 20 that you can't at 40. Things like rafting trips, climbing mountains. You may be more successful when you're older, but you will not have the physical body. And that's such good advice. You know, go stay on focus, stay goal oriented, but do all of those adventurous things that you can do when you're young and may not be able to do when you're 40 or 60 or 70 years old. Fabulous. Thank you so much, Lisa.
Yeah, thank you.
What struck you the most about the PGA Merchandise Show?
It was my 15th year. And it's the first time that we had a booth presence. But I think it was, you know, it seems very vibrant. Back from, 15 years ago, I think the difference is the people that are there are pretty serious. I mean, they're in there, they're getting done what they need to get done. Everybody still has a lovely time in the evening, you know, go for drinks and what have you. But it really is business, people getting down to business and doing what they need, come there to do orders. Not just hanging out. It looks good to me. I mean, it felt good. It looked good. Seemed like people are positive. There seems to be a lot of initiatives. I hope With strategy and synergy, and now let's just hope that they activate on them.
Yeah, that's what I noticed, that there's a lot of Grow the Game initiatives that come out of the PGA Merchandise Show. It's put on by the PGA of America. But I don't always see the results that they want to. Foot Golf came out. Was it last year or the year before? There's some talk of it, but a lot of people say that's not really going to grow the game, but maybe put some use for the golf courses that, and you know, start using Foot Golf as a way to attract people. Do you see the, do you hear more about these initiatives actually coming to fruition?
Yeah, I had an opportunity to sit with Steve Mona, who is the 2020 and World Golf Foundation, and he's kind of been tasked with bringing the five, I don't know if you read this, the five, or you've already spoken about it, you know, the five entities together, which is PGA Tour, PGA of America, USGA, LPGA, and Augusta.
Right.
And they each have their own initiatives to grow the game, but I think now they're working together and saying, okay, well, not everybody is, whoever, it could be a manufacturer or individuals are interested in growing junior golf, but they've laid out a calendar, which I think is very smart, and I think each one of these will jump on and have their time to shine it and push something, because if it's the drive, chip, putt, you know, the Augusta initiative, that's only going to be important, you know, between now and to April. And when is the time to sign people up and what have you. So it makes sense. They have a calendar, they have it out, and everybody's going to kind of help each other to move those initiatives along, which everybody's agreed are all good initiatives towards growing the game. But I do believe that there needs to be more synergy. You know, I'm always okay, you know, the got milk kind of thing. So I don't think it'd be got golf, but you know, I think that there's something of that nature more really, because if we're confused inside the industry, you know, the consumer is going to be confused.
Absolutely. And by the way, it is time now to go to, for instance, here in Hawaii, the Aloha Section PGA, which is aspga.org. Go there, aspga.org, and you can sign up the kids for the drive chip putt competition, and you go from here to a regional, and from regional you might even get to have your child play the week before the Masters at Augusta. And it's an amazing event and a lot of fun and very successful at this point. And I'm so glad they made a calendar, Lisa, because they do need to make sure that they're all working together instead of having things overlapping and competing and not making any progress. We're talking with Lisa Godet, and she wrote Two Good Rounds, Titans, her most recent edition. Very, very interesting books. Great. Where can we get them?
Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, hopefully your local golf course pro shop, and TwoGoodRounds.com.
Excellent. TwoGoodRounds.com. And Amazon, right, of course, is always
And I
easy.
Always encourage everybody to go on and share their 19th hole stories with me. We have a tab on there because I'm always looking for good stories and including it and stuff. So I love hearing people's.
What's so. Yours? What's yours? What's your best 19th hole story?
I just think that, you know, the times that I've had the opportunity to, after a tournament or when we're covering a tournament, to sit with one of the players and get to know them a little better. You know, nothing crazy or wild. It's just, you know, I think everybody knows I cannot say enough good things about Ernie Els. He did the foreword of the second book, and he's just a great guy. He's fun. He's positive. He's doing good, you know, with his son having autism. He's really... I believe the largest autism center in the world in Palm Beach needs to exceed someone going the extra mile.
Lisa Godet, I'm glad you said Ernie Els because he is an amazing person. Talk about a handshake.
Right.
And yes.
And he has a wine that got a 96 in Wine Spectator. Let me not negate that. So you don't have to twist my arm to have a glass of that. So.
Bob, would you like to ask another question? I want you to just burst in whenever you want.
Well, all I want to say is if you like golf and you like interesting stories, you have to buy this book. I mean, it's so well done, and the variety of people you have in there, you're certainly to be congratulated. And, you know, it's just a fantastic read.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for being on the show. Lisa Godet, it is Two Good Rounds. There are three
Thank
editions.
You, Danielle.
I suggest you get them all. Thanks for being on the show. We'll be back after this. Looks like Craig Kahn is joining us next, and we're also waiting for William Cuevas. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Alert Alarm of Hawaii provides CCT surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers across Hawaii. These systems can be monitored via the internet from anywhere in the world on your laptop or smartphone. We can also monitor your video systems for you from our 24-hour local 5-Diamond Alarm Monitoring Center. Call Alert Alarm at 528-6407 for a free security evaluation and estimate. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina video surveillance company. Security solutions for your peace of mind.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay.
Here's the local rules sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back into the clubhouse. It's been an interesting conversation with Bob Bupka. He's my co-host. He is the co-host of the Grill Room Golf Radio Show on TuneIn, the voice of golf for many years. How long did you cover the PGA Tour, Bob?
I did my first event back in 1981, which kind of tells you how long I've been around. But I did come up with something that I think is going to be helpful to all of us. You know, as we get older, the beauty of it is everything is in your near future.
That's, I like that. As we get older, everything is in our near future. And it is true. As I've gotten older, I start saying, okay, somebody important died last night at the age of 83.
Ernie Banks.
Yes. I thought, 83, that's really not that far away, 83.
I know. And my story with Ernie Banks is that I got to meet him, and we were out at Prestantia one year for the L.A. Open. They couldn't have it at Riviera because they were having a major there. So they went down the road, and there was going to be a playoff between Billy Mayfair and Tiger Woods. And so Ernie was in the media center, and I said, Ernie, who's going to win this playoff? He said, Tiger Woods. And I said, nope, it's going to be Billy Mayfair. And for 3, 4, 5 years after that, every time I saw Ernie Banks, he'd go, Billy Mayfair. What a class act.
Yes.
You talk about class acts and nice people. Boy, oh boy, he was one of the best, and he's beloved by so many people, you know, obviously with the Chicago Cubs, but I think anybody that ever touched the world of baseball, you had to love Ernie Banks.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And we're going to wish a belated happy birthday to one of the original on-air personalities at Golf Channel, who is now the LPGA Communications Director. His name is Craig Kahn, and he's joining us now in the clubhouse. Welcome, Craig.
Thanks for having me on. Mahalo. I appreciate it. And it's good to have Bob on the show as well, Damien.
Isn't that cool?
It is.
In January, when he comes for the Hyundai Tournament of Champions and the Sony Open in Hawaii, well, this year he had to go back to do the PGA merchandise show. So we didn't get to do our co-hosting of the Sony Open together as usual. I missed it. It's like I didn't get enough Bob.
Well, I got a little Bob the other day because I saw him at the PGA show, and you bump into more people in 10 minutes at that event than you do almost anywhere. It's a great gathering of people, and so Bob, it's good to be with you, buddy.
Hey, sorry.
Bob's been on the road
Excuse
for
me.
A long
yeah,
time, about a month now. Yes.
You know what I can say? I don't know if you've been notified or not, but Mr. Kahn had the biggest smile of anybody at the merchandise show. And anybody connected with the LPGA, they got to be smiling because it has become the thing. I mean, the caliber of professional ladies that they have playing now is just incredible. And what a great move for you. You know, when you had obviously the insight to move from Golf Channel to the position you have now, and you're doing a great job.
I wanted I wanted to ask Craig, is this one of the most competitive seasons that you've got to be involved with the LPGA Tour? I mean, it's just amazing what the women and the competition and how exciting the LPGA Tour is now.
Well, it's definitely on the way up. There's no question about it. I think Mike Wann's done a phenomenal job as commissioner. To Bob's point about me making the move from Golf Channel, he's a heck of a recruiter. He's like Nick Saban, and when he wants something, he knows how to put on a good show and try to get people to join him. And that's what he was able to get me to do. And you know, I do miss TV sometimes, but I have zero regrets about what I've decided to do. And I love being a part of the LPGA. I love what we're doing. It's been a really fun build. The players are just absolutely terrific ambassadors for their professional sport. I've made the comment many times before that I feel like they're the best ambassadors in all of sports for their professional league. The only issue that they've struggled with in the past is that they have not had a big enough platform to share all the great things, or a big enough stage, or perhaps not a tall enough mountain to shout the message about all the good things that are going on. So if somebody says, Craig, what's your job? It's to make that stage a little bit bigger, or the platform bigger, or make the mountain a little bit taller, and then make sure when we're shouting that everybody's on the same page. And we've got superstar players from around the world that want to play on our tour. The fans are growing. Our social media is up 139% last year. Wow. When our goal was 50% across the board. So people are buying in. I think that's a positive for us, and I'm really looking forward to the start of the year, which for me means driving to Ocala tomorrow.
Ocala, that's the first, and it's a new sponsor, a new tournament. Is this the new sponsor of the year, the new tournament of the year?
Well, Coates Golf Classic is definitely the kickoff for us, and we're excited about it. Coates Golf is debuting a line of golf clubs, and the Coates family has been really supportive of the LPGA Tour, and it's going to be a great partnership for us to be able to play at Golden Ocala. Is one of the great golf courses that people probably don't know enough about. They'll see it on TV on Golf Channel this coming week. I know our players are really excited about being able to start the season in Florida and then going straight from there to the Bahamas. So it's not too bad to kick it off in Florida and then make a little trek over the water and spend the first 2 weeks in two warm climates. That's a good thing for us. I know everybody's excited, and based on the way things finished last year with Stacey Lewis winning Player of the Year and Lydia Ko winning the race to the CME Globe and Rookie of the Year, and Michelle Wee's great season, and Lexi Thompson jumping into the pond at that event out in Rancho Mirage. I mean, there's just so many great things that happened last year. It's going to be tough to top, but we're certainly going to try.
Yeah, this Coates Golf, that's the equestrian center and golf?
Correct. You can ride horses there, Danielle, if you want to. I mean, you can go play 18 holes of golf and then hop on a horse and do some jumps. Now, you're not going to see Bob Bubka and I riding around on horses during the day. We're going to take it easy in the clubhouse or be hanging out by the 18th green watching some golf. But if you want to go jump, you can do that there.
That's fine with me. You guys can hang. I'll hang with the horses. Bob, how's your voice?
Well, it's a little better. And I want to say one thing that I have known to be a fact that and it's not that widely known, but anybody that ever has an opportunity to play in the Pro-Am at an LPGA event, they'll never, ever play in another Pro-Am again on the men's side. The girls or ladies are just so accommodating and so helpful and makes the experience really special. And I've talked to numerous people that have enjoyed that experience, and they tell their friends. And it's one of the best-kept secrets out there. So if you have an opportunity, and it's an LPGA event, and there's a Pro-Am portion, play. And if you don't like it, send a bill to Mr. Camp.
You know what? We actually do. We do a 9 and 9. We actually have two professionals that compete in the Pro-Am. So you'll play with two different players, which we think is a great experience for everybody, because You know, after nine holes, you want to experience a little something different. The players have pretty much said almost everything they can do. To be able to play with two of our players is an awesome experience. I think everybody really enjoys that. And frankly, when you get right down to what we're all about on the LPGA, it's customer first. And we talk about that quite a bit. Our players are very well aware of who writes the check every week. They're very well aware of the importance of shaking hands, signing autographs, and making a lasting impact. So you in today's world only get so much time to be around people and make that impression, and you've got to do it. And we all try to do that each and every week on our tour.
I want to talk about the sponsor of the Coates Golf Championship, R&L Carriers. I'm not familiar. Who are they?
Well, you know, R&L is another you know, company that's joined forces with us to be a part of this event. They're gonna be a big part of us growing this season in what they do and getting into golf. And Coates and R&L teamed together, came to the LPGA. You know, here's the thing, Danielle, that we don't talk about that much. Let's go back 5 years, right? There were a lot of people who were saying, you know, the LPGA's got 23, 24 events, and this isn't a great buy. This isn't a great experience, or this isn't, what are we getting from it from a value standpoint? And that has completely turned around to the point where we're not having to sell as hard as we once had to sell. Look, we'll always be selling, but we're getting corporations like R&L. We're getting companies like Coates who want to, you know, debut new golf clubs, who want to come to us and say, hey, we want to partner with the LPGA. And that's a big thing. You know, we're not looking for 2-year deals or 3-year deals. We're looking for 30-year relationships that can last and that people can talk about for quite some time. You know, we want history. We want cities and communities that can be a part of it. We want to come to Hawaii for the next 30 years or beyond, you know. Exactly. And those things are important to us. And so, you know, we've gone from 24 events to up to 34 this year on our schedule. That's a very big thing, but it doesn't happen overnight. And it does happen one handshake at a time, as Bob kind of talked about.
Do we want more? How many more?
No, you know what? I mean, look, I'm not the commissioner of the LPGA, but I know what Mike's philosophy is on this thing. We like to have 3 weeks on, 1 week off, 4 weeks on, 1 week off. We don't really like a 46-week schedule, to be honest. There are some players who might like that because then they could play 35 tournaments. Some would. But I don't like for us to be talked about of who's not playing each week.
Yes.
And when you've got 34 events, the stars are there each and every week. You know, some may take an odd week off here and there, but if Paulie Kremer takes a week off, chances are pretty darn good that Lexi's going to be there and Kari Webb's going to be there and Indy Park's going to be there and Stacey Lewis is going to be there. You know what I'm getting at. So we don't have media writing stories about our fields or who's not there.
Right.
And we'll always focus on who is. So, you know what? I think 34 is a really good number, if you want my honest opinion. I would not like to see us go to 40. I really wouldn't. You know, 34 would be great. If we're anything north of 30, I think that's really positive. The key for us is to grow purses, to create more opportunities for women, to make them more equitable and fair compared to what the men do, and have the best darn events we can have and have the greatest history in the communities that we're in.
I've got another question about sponsorship and a change this year. We have the KPMG Women's PGA Championship.
Yep.
This is exciting because the PGA of America really tied in with the LPGA. There's been a little bit of controversy about dropping the LPGA from the championship. So it's the KPMG Women's LPGA Championship. Tell us about how that partnership came about and what's good about it for the LPGA.
Well, there's so many great things about it. Look, first of all, let me salute Rochester for history. You know, almost 40 years of being with the LPGA and one of the greatest communities in all of sports, let alone golf. They treated the LPGA so great. We were fortunate to be there. This was an opportunity that I think sometimes you just can't pass up. And knowing that the folks in Rochester weren't going to be able to hang on forever, they worked with the LPGA on this. The LPGA had the PGA of America as a potential partner, and KPMG is a blue chip company. We all know that in the finance world, and, mm-hmm. and they wanted a part of the action. And when you get the companies like KPMG and the PGA of America, I mean, those are two huge brands, which I think speaks volumes about where the LPGA is right now. They're going to be a big part of taking a championship that's got a great history, you know. One of the greatest histories, forget the LPGA or women's golf, just in all of golf.
Exactly.
The LPGA
yes.
Championship.
Yes.
But now the name changes to the KPMG Women's PGA Championship, and we'll play it at Westchester this year. It'll move around the country, but it's going to have a great history. It's going to celebrate past champions. It's going to be played on fantastic venues, and we believe this is a relationship with the PGA of America and certainly with KPMG, you know, that's going to go well beyond a contract of 5 years. This is we're talking history for a long time. So I feel really good about this one.
Solheim Cup yeah. year. Woo. And now, what, if anything, is the LPGA Tour doing with the U.S. players to get them ready to play together and beat the Europeans?
Well, you know, Julie Inkster is about as... Look, we've had so many great captains for the United States over the years. I mean, there's just one after another after another after another. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. You can't control who makes putts and who doesn't make putts. You can be the greatest motivator in the world, and it might not always work out your way. That's sport. Meg Mallon was phenomenal ambassador for women's golf and for the LPGA, and she was on the wrong end, and you hate to see that if you're an American. Julie Inkster's got the support of the players. There's no question about that. I've been on the phone with her talking through how the year's going to go and when we're going to make the picks and all that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Going to Germany is not going to be easy for the United States. There's no question about that. They're on the wrong end of the momentum right now, and they need to change that. So I think the players are motivated. I spent enough time around the likes of a Stacey Lewis or Michelle Wee or Paula Creamer or Jessica Korda or any of those that were on the team the last go-around. But Julie Inkster's been there. She's definitely done that. And I think she has the right attitude for this whole thing, which is, listen, ladies, let's put our bags down and put our clubs to work, and let's just go do this thing. And sometimes being the road team is a positive. You know, you don't have the pressure of being on home soil, and I think that will work into the United States' benefit. We'll just see what the outcome is, but it's going to be a fantastic year. It's right after the Evian Championship, so I'm looking forward to it. That's a ways off, but I'm really looking forward to how this whole thing plays out.
Yes, and how about your rookie class? Amazing.
Yeah, I mean, Minji Lee. I mean, why don't you rattle off the names? I mean, it's not a who's who. You know, it's a holy cow. I mean, it's pretty good. I think we're in for just a terrific year of storylines in general. I mean, from those who now have cards, from those who had great years last year. You know, when we teed it up at the beginning of the year and Jessica Korda won right out of the chute, it sent a sign for Americans to be excited. When Paula Creamer dropped a 75-foot putt, it was fantastic for the United States, but
yes.
It was great for golf, right?
Yes.
When Lydia Ko did what she did and crossed a couple million dollars, I mean, that's just amazing stuff. You throw in Lexi making her splash into the major scene, Michelle Wee doing what she did in Hawaii and to be the defending champ at Lotte to win at home was unreal. And then to win the U.S. Women's Open with Stacey Lewis competing there as well. I mean, Stacey wins Player of the Year, and she didn't win a major.
Yeah.
I mean, she has more top tens than anybody. Envy Park and Stacey have been battling for number one for the last few years, trading it back and forth like it's a baton race, in a track meet, which has been terrific for us. Mo Martin hit maybe the shot of the year in all of golf that didn't go in the hole. And what a great story that was at the Ricoh Women's British Open. So I just think there's one thing after another thing after another thing. And one of the beauties of our sport and our tour is that it is global. You know, we'll play in 14 countries. We're seen in more than 171 countries around the world each week. That's huge stuff right there. And we're benefiting from that. You look at the Rolex Women's World Rankings, and the top five are from five different countries. I think that says a lot about where the best players in the world want to play. They want to play in the LPGA Tour, and women's golf is very strong. And if Bob Bupka is singing our praises, excuse me, then we're in good shape. And a lot of these interviews I do with media folks, they ask me what a great year it's been. I say, why don't you tell me about it? And the beauty of it is that they can now tell the story, because that means you guys are paying attention.
Craig Kahn is the LPGA Communications Officer, and Bob Bupka. Any final
questions?
One last question
for my man. Which wood wins first, Cheyenne or Tiger?
You know, that's a good question. I'm looking forward to working with Cheyenne this year. She's unbelievable. Just a really sweet young lady who's got a lot of talent. You know, she played around the world last year. She played and won an LET event on the Ladies European Tour, played some Metro Tour, you know, the road to the LPGA, and now she's got a card to be out there. She's going to get a lot of attention. I was going to say she's going to get a lion's share of attention, but she's probably going to get a tiger share of attention because she can't escape that. I'll say this. I think she needs to be allowed to pace herself at her own pace. You know, we live in a society that is very impatient. We don't allow quarterbacks to go to the NFL and sit around with a clipboard. They got to deliver immediately and get to the playoffs. Pitchers sign big contracts and they need to win the Cy Young the next year and get you to the World Series. I think Lydia Ko needs to be allowed patience. I think Cheyenne Woods needs to be allowed patience. So I'm going to say, for the sake of that Tiger Woods is going to win first, because I really do believe that Tiger's going to have a good year this year.
Excellent talking with you, Craig. Thanks for being on the show.
You know what? It's a pleasure, and I look forward to seeing you. I was going to say in a few weeks' time, and I'll say it like that because time flies so fast.
Yep.
It's ridiculous, I can't get there fast enough.
See you at the Lotte.
You got it. Take care, and thank you, Bob.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
We are KPUA Hilo, KGU AM Honolulu, KGU FM Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo, and we'll be back right after this with Bill Cuevas. He was on the floor 3 days at the PGA Merchandise Show and at Demo Day. Right after this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star Protection Agency.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the Golf Club.
And you're in the clubhouse with Bob Bubka and myself, and we're having a great time. Bob, we're going to bring Bill Cuevas inside. He's the reviewer for the golfbald.com website. And married, he's got six kids, a retired New York State law enforcement officer. He found golf, what was it, Bill, 8 years ago now?
Yeah, it's just about 9 years now.
And just fell in love with it, and I think you said you became addicted.
Oh, yeah. Yes, very, very addicted very quickly after the first time I went to a range with my buddy.
Yeah, what I was always amazed is that you got so into it. You entered the Mizuno contest and you won that Play Famously contest.
Yes.
Chosen from all the finalists. What impressed them about you? Did they tell you?
I don't know. Everybody says I have a social media presence. I don't know how or why, but you know, everybody thinks the same way that, you know, the stuff that I do. I try to be as neutral as possible and things that I love and I think could help grow the game. I love doing it. I love doing charity, Folds of Honor, 18 for Life. You know, anything to grow the game and to help at the same time is absolutely perfect for me.
Okay, Bob Bubka was at the show on the floor, walked for days as you did. Bob, why don't you start with what impressed you? Did you find something odd this year that you hadn't seen before?
I wouldn't say odd, but I'd be interested in in getting Bill's opinion. For the first time, I definitely got a sense that the movement for growing the game is headed in the direction of females and ladies. That you know, with Susie Whaley now in line to become president of the PGA of America in about 4 years or 5 years, whatever the process is, I think there's initiative to get more ladies into the game of golf. And no matter where you walked around that showroom floor, there was always something that was geared to the female player.
I agree 100%. I mean, I've seen so many of them all over the place. Even one place that I was going to mention as one of my top favorites for apparel this year was Chase 54. I went there first thing. You know, that was one of my very first stops the first day. And there was Brooke Pancake serving waffles. I loved it. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. I took a bunch of pictures of it. I mean, everywhere you went, I met Blair, you know, from Puma. Lexi was out there. They were everywhere. I mean, you even had them walking the floor. Besides doing show appearances, there was a lot of them at the Puka booth. I love women golf. I love the LPGA. I love the Rose of Sumatra. I think it's the way to go. You know, I have my kids involved in golf now. I have twins, boy and a girl. And I absolutely get more enjoyment watching the women events. I love it. You know, I'm not a pro man, so it's like I watch them and I strive to be as good as them because they're just phenomenal players.
There were a couple of items that I was following. One of them, did you see Switch Grips, their booth?
No, I really didn't. It was so I thought I had the game plan this time after 4 years, and I was wrong. I made a game plan, I made a schedule, and it got broken. It really did because people are pulling at you from different directions. All the meetings that we had scheduled, they change. They get a little bit longer. They start later, and it was just really, really hectic over there.
Yeah, well, the Switch Grips is named because they're designed to screw on and off to the plug that sits at the top of the grip. And,
yes.
Right? So you can change your grip, but then add on to that, they've got, like, snakeskin grips, and you can plug it in. But what did you find then that you found maybe the first time?
It was good because I think I added just about everybody from your show as a must-see on my list. So I visited Greensleeve, who had a very, very special Greensleeve that I posted for you.
Yes, I saw that. I put it on my Facebook page.
Yes, I absolutely love it. I think you're going to enjoy that. He had a bunch of them there for you.
Oh.
He was just one of them. And of course, I visited John McGuire from Game Golf, you know, learning the new stuff that just got implemented, you know, from, you know, just if you hit the ball and, you know, sometimes you forget to actually tap it, it actually automatically does it for you, and then you can go back and fix it. So John was great. I went and visited a whole bunch. Birdie Box, which has also been on your show. I tried to visit everybody, but, you know, I had my favorite list that I wanted to because I got interested from listening to them on your show.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you. Bill, you're so wonderful. Isn't he, Bob? I mean, he's very considerate, and that's why he has such a great presence in social media. He really gets involved and makes you feel special, and that's you're special for that. I found this app, too. It's called Think, but it's like ThinQ, T-H-I-N-Q.
Uh-huh.
And it's for your smartphone over your desktop, but it's designed to improve cognitive abilities that are most important for playing good golf. Awareness, adaptability, attention, intention, and synchronicity. And I think I need to get it. He calls, the CEO calls it the luminosity for sports. Mm. Anything that will help me.
you'd be surprised that there's a lot of stuff out there for mental golf. A lot of people were keying in on that. They had a couple of booths for mental golf, and golf does make me mental. I don't know if it's what they're thinking, but I do get mental over golf. Yes, I do.
I admit it. All right. Bob, can you tell me what it's like a little bit when some of the guys that come into this and get a booth, they've sunk everything that they have into striking it rich or big or just being paid attention to with the product that they've come up with?
Well, you bring up a good point because for the first time ever, I really felt that you know, initiative by so many people. And when you talk to them, a lot of times they put up all their money behind a product that they believe in. A lot of other times, excuse me, not only their money, but their family's money.
Yeah.
And they get down to the merchandise show, and not enough people come by their booth. And, you know, after 3 days, they walk away rather dejected. It's a very difficult thing to break into the golf industry with a product that hasn't been out there, because people have been doing it for a long, long time.
Yeah. I saw adjustable putters. I've been asking for years, you know, and there's something out of South Africa now, right?
Yep.
iZulu adjustable putters.
I've passed by the booth, but on another note, on that same path,
yes,
you know, the 4 short years that I've been going to the show, I met people like Love Golf, Patrick Gibbons Handmade, who were actually walking the show at that time, you know, just walking, feeling everything out. And now over the past couple of years, I've watched them actually grow. Patrick went from, you know, from a small booth to a bigger booth. He had Charlie Reimer there. He had Scotty Cameron was in the booth this year. It was incredible to watch people like him and Loft Golf and others go from just walking the floor to actually participating and actually growing. I mean, I've seen them grow, and it's beautiful to see the small little guy actually grow inside. I know some of them, you know, you're going to have failures, but watching these people grow is incredible when they have, you know, a very valuable product.
Yes, that must be a wonderful feeling. This is Bill Cuevas. He's a reviewer for golfbald.com. Looking forward. What are you going to review?
I got in with some golf dots, Toregs. They had a wonderful media event on Monday, and I visited their booth several times to see their new items. So they're going up for review. Chase 54 Apparel. I actually had like my own mini fashion stuff over there behind the scenes before I left. So they're going to send me some stuff to review. Adidas Boost came out. They came out with these new shoes, and they called the Boost. They were incredible. I had them for the whole entire show. So those peak business can be coming up. It is a new product to watch, DST Golf. It's delayed strike technology. I by a whim, I found them on demo day. It has a bent club. It looks like golf, Ben Hogan's swing, but it was incredible. I was amazed at the instant feedback, the instant progress in the swing. It forces your hands to stay forward. So they were one of my favorites for this time, because that one, they actually let me bring it home. So that's going to be first up to review.
That will be at golfbald.com. Bill Cuevas, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Any final thoughts, Bob Bupka?
No, congratulations to Bill. It's obvious the hard work he does when he goes down the show trying to research all these products. Keep up the good work, Bill.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Absolutely fabulous. We'll be in touch soon. I can't wait to see when I get to read what you've got, because I couldn't be there. I have to make a point of being there one year.
You have to.
You have to.
It's a must.
Thanks so much, Bill.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day. Aloha.
Aloha. We'll be back right after this. Ron Cyrak, senior writer for Golf Digest and author of Vision 54 Trilogy. He's back on the road again next weekend for the first LPGA event of the season. We'll be talking with him right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
The all-new 2015 Acura TLX with integrated dynamic system was engineered with 4 distinct drive modes that adapt to your every mood. Switch from fuel-saving econ to normal mode. Its responsive personality means the TLX is as thrilling as you make it.
Now switch to sport mode. It offers quick response and more agility. It also enhances the natural sound of the engine. And with the world's first 8-speed dual clutch transmission with torque converter, it will respond instinctively to your will with rapid and smooth shifts. And in sport plus mode, the harder you drive, the more dynamic the TLX feels as it taps its full performance potential.
So, come in and test drive the all-new 2015 Acura TLX with Sport Plus mode. It's that kind of thrill.
Be sure to come visit your Hawaii Acura dealers and check out their latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit your Hawaii Acura dealers today.
Oh, man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh, man, can't be too happy about that one.
Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And you are in the clubhouse. It's a big week. Orlando, the merchandise show. We've got the Mitsubishi Electric at Hualalai, the first event on the Champions Tour. And Greg McLaughlin, the new president of the Champions Tour, was joining us from Hualalai at the top of the show. And now we've got Ron Syrak, the senior writer for Golf Digest. He's been on the show many times. We followed him around the globe as he covers golf from major to major to major. It was amazing the last couple of years. And Bob Bupka is our co-host this morning. He is the co-host of the Grill Room Golf Show with Alex Maselli. Ron Syrak, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on, Danielle, and hello, Bob.
Ron, it is so good to hear your voice, and you sound strong again. I'll tell you what, we miss you. When I don't see you, something's amiss.
We're going to see you again, though, right? Because you're going to be on the road next week.
This will be my first tournament in 6 months. I guess it was the International Crown was the last one I did. I did that three-week stretch of Women's British, Men's British, International Crown, and then the doctors put me on a disabled list for a little while. But I'll be flying into Orlando on Tuesday and driving up to Ocala for the start of the women's season.
Well, that's the Coates Golf Championship presented by R&L Carriers. It's awesome. It's a brand-new sponsor, a brand-new event. What's special about this golf course? I have no idea.
Well, this is horse country. It's got the equestrian center as part of its name. It's going to be very scenic, and the players seem to be really excited about having a new sponsor on board. Another success for Commissioner Mike Wann. I believe this is the first time the tour has started its season in the United States since the Turtle Bay event went away, you know, so it's been a while, and it's sort of good that they can kick off the season with a domestic event.
Are you going to follow them off to, they go to Bermuda next?
I'm going to the USGA annual meeting is in New York City that next week, and I always go to that for the annual meeting. There's always some news comes out of the USGA gathering.
Nothing quite like what comes out of the news from Hawaii during the Sony Open. We were talking about that news earlier. Let's talk a bit about the Humana. And we met a long time ago, I think it was 3 or 4 years ago, at Humana. And Gary Player called it one of the most important events, if not the most important events, on the PGA Tour because it changes lives.
Yeah, exactly. The way that they've remade the tournament to not just change the format of the tournament, but change to give it a message. And, in this issue of tightening budgets in so many ways, former President Clinton, whose foundation is one of the sponsors, pointed out that the biggest single thing that we can do to reduce a looming health care crisis in this country and the costs that are going to go with it is just to live healthier lives. And that's what that's the message that comes out of this. It encourages people to walk. It encourages people to eat better. And it's sort of cool that it's a tournament that has a much broader message. And I think it's an important message that could help in sort of the economic recovery of the game of golf, too, is to get people looking at it as a fitness activity. Any doctor will tell you walking 30 minutes a day will make you live longer. And you get out there and walk a golf course, and there's no better way to get your walking in.
Well, the Humana, in partnership with the Clinton Foundation, gave all of us a pedometer so that we could see exactly how many steps we took during the event. And I'm seeing now more and more events adopt that, putting pedometers and making it a part of getting involved and getting exercise while you're at, let's say, a convention where you're sitting a lot of times for meetings, but then getting out and actually moving and being healthy and getting fit. So it's fun to see that. I just happened to notice that. I've never had a pedometer on me. I want a pair of Nike shoes, by the way, because of that.
You know, I like, too, the last year, and this is the first year I've missed the Humana since they've done the new format, and then I've missed the Health Matters Summit. But the last couple of years, too, they've expanded their perspective on health to include mental health and addiction issues, and which are two big problems that are sort of underlying our culture. And it was really good to see them take on those issues as well.
At the Humana, we've got a couple of interesting players. Seeing Phil Mickelson back, a little trimmer and under par. Bob, have you been watching?
I really haven't had an opportunity to watch. I know Phil struggled the first couple of days, and hopefully, this is his first time back, so I wasn't expecting too much from him. I think everything that Phil Mickelson is doing is pointed to only one place, and that is Chambers Bay, the United States Open. He just wants to complete that Grand Slam. And I think Ron will agree with me. Phil deserves to win the Grand Slam. He's done enough for golf and in golf to get that honor. And wouldn't it be terrific for the sport if in April we get Rory McIlroy getting the Grand Slam in June, we get, Phil Mickelson getting the Grand Slam. And then when we go to St. Andrews, Tiger wins number 15. I mean, that's a pretty good start to the year.
That would be a fabulous start to the year. It would be fabulous. I'm not sure that Phil Mickelson is in good enough shape to walk Chambers Bay and be successful. I don't want to, I hate to be, put the kibosh on things, but it's a really tough course. And I walked it. I did not play it. You have to have a caddy. There's no carts. It is, it's strenuous. And 4 days of that kind of exercise, I'm not sure Phil's ready for that. He's 45. I'm not sure Tiger's body's ready for it. We'll see how he holds up under the Chambers Bay conditions. It'll be great to see Rory if he, he's got his game on, he's got his driver going, then he'll be able to fly that course, and it's going to be a great course to watch. A fabulous USGA event is going to come out at the US Open. I'm really looking forward to it. Matt Kuchar, it's a birdie fest at Humana. Matt Kuchar came out of the Sony Open. It's just so close. So many missed putts, so many almost theirs. And now to see him at the top of the leaderboard at Humana, as somebody said this morning on Golf Channel, I hope the weather stays the same. It was fabulous Thursday, fabulous Friday. It should be fabulous today so that everybody had a chance to play each of the three golf courses under the same conditions. And then anything can happen. We could have a windstorm like we did when I met you, Ron.
Right?
Yeah. And then it could be exciting.
Those courses are all about the wind, that's for sure. When the wind's not blowing out there, you can make a lot of birdies. And, Kuchar has been, for about 6 or 7 years now, he's been a virtual walking ATM machine. He's like Mr. T6. Every time he tees it up, he picks up a check and a big check. And he would be one of those guys now who's got to be on that short list of the best players currently active who don't have a major championship. And in the majors, you see his name on the leaderboard all the time. Also, you wonder if he's getting closer to it. I wouldn't be surprised if you saw him pick up a major this year. But because it's all about giving yourself as many chances as possible to win, and he does that almost every time he tees it up in any tournament. He has a chance.
Yeah, getting so close, Bob. That's a good question. Who do you think could win this year? Who hasn't won a major yet?
Well, you got to put Jimmy Walker in that group now. You know, he really impresses me, mainly the way he putts, and that's what it takes, certainly at a major championship. And I've had several discussions with Matt Kuchar's dad, Peter, when Matt first came out on tour. Peter was his caddy, and he asked me. He said, "What do you think Matt has to do to, you know, to get in and win a major?" I said, "Peter, you're not going to believe this." I said, "He's got to stop being so nice. I mean, you don't win majors walking down the final nine holes on Sunday smiling. I mean, you know, everybody is out there. You know, it's push comes to shove. You got to be cocky. You got to be mean. You got to want it more than anybody else. And Matt's trying to do it by being a nice guy. And I don't know if that's the formula."
Okay. And everybody's like, "Oh, Tiger, you got to be nicer. You know, Tiger." He had that demeanor. You know, he had the, "I don't care about anybody. I'm going to go win this thing." Tiger Woods, Ron Cyrak, you've covered him for years. What do you think about this year?
It's going to be an interesting year to see. I'll tell you one thing is, I wonder whether he could endure another injury, another physical setback. He's just had so many right now. He's 39 years old. He's not 24 years old anymore. I like the direction he's going with his golf swing. I think he's trying to get back more to being a field player and he had gotten sort of overly technical. To me, it's a question of, well, there's two things. One, will his body hold up? And two, and this is what's mystified me the most, is since Y.E. Yang in the 2009 PGA Championship, Tiger's short game has not been the same. His chipping and putting was always what saved him. He was not a great, he was never a straight driver of the golf ball, always long but always crooked. But that short game saved him and saved him and saved him. And we're seeing that that's not happening now. Even at his own tournament in December in Florida, we saw him chunking chip shots, you know. I mean, to me, those are the two things that I'm going to be looking for. You know, how's his body going to hold up, and does that short game come back?
Yeah, exactly. In fact, Bob, what was the question you asked Craig Kann just a few minutes ago? Which Tiger's going to win first?
Oh, yeah, I said, who's going to win first, Cheyenne Wood or Tiger Wood?
What do you think, Ron?
That's an interesting question, right there. I'll have to give it to Tiger on that one, just because he's got more experience. If there's one thing Earl Woods really did right with Tiger, he taught him how to win. So he's a guy who's got more experience doing that. But it's going to be great to see Cheyenne being out on the tour. And I'll tell you another one to look forward to on that LPGA this year. Is Minji Lee, the Korean by way of Australia.
Yes.
She is really, really good.
Yes. Didn't she play a lot last year as an amateur and was always near the top of the leaderboard?
Yeah, I believe, including at Pinehurst. You know,
yes.
And she was, I don't know, 18 or 19 last year. She's going to be a force to reckon with.
Okay. Well, so now we've got Lydia Ko and Minji Lee. Michelle Wee and Stacey Lewis. It's very exciting. Suzanne Pedersen, what has she been doing? I mean, she's always in the gym, Ron, right? But she didn't win last year. Wasn't it the first time she hasn't won?
I'll tell you, I've known Suzanne, I don't know how long now. She's been out there a long time, since about 2002, maybe. And she's an enigma. In my mind, there have been long stretches, including possibly right now, where she should be the best player in women's golf. She has enormous talent, and she has these little bursts where she plays brilliant for a stretch of 4, 5, 6 weeks, and then sort of takes a little mental vacation. She's had some physical issues. She's had a bad back. She's had some shoulder problems. She's come over all that, but she's still young and in golf years, and she's still got an enormous talent. It's funny, before I came on the show, I was writing down names here that I wanted to work in. And, you know, I had the big four, Stacey Lewis, N.B. Park, Lydia Ko, Michelle Lee. And then right behind them, the sort of two enigmas is Suzanne Pedersen and Lexi Thompson. And whether they have the ability to put themselves in the mix with that big four to be the best player in the women's game. It's just really going to be a question of how much they want it and probably how well they play.
It's just a fabulous time for the LPGA. Exciting, but also exciting are some of the rookies on the PGA Tour. And I'm watching Justin Thomas. He's at the, you know, he's tied for third right now at Humana. And the kid was great at Sony. He just has a lot of gas. And when he was asked, which one of you rookies is going to win first? And he said, well, we all have the capability of winning. Oh, God, that's so cool.
I'll tell you two things about that is that one thing, college golf has gotten so much better than it was, and guys are really learning a lot when they're playing in college. But the second thing is, it may very well be that Tiger Woods' greatest legacy will be that he's attracted a better quality of athlete to the game of golf.
Athlete, yes.
You know, I mean, golf, you know, you go back to when I was a kid, and golf got a lot of the guys who washed out in other sports. But Tiger brought fitness to the game. Tiger brought money to the game. You know, PGA Tour purses have quintupled under Tiger. You can get rich playing golf now. So you're seeing guys like Keegan Bradley and Gary Woodland and Dustin Johnson are just big, strong guys who could play a lot of different sports. So the quality of athlete that we're seeing out there, and that's another bad thing for Tiger if you look going forward, because these guys are younger and better than they have been at any time that he's been out there.
Fabulous. Bob Bubka, we've got about 4 minutes left in the show. Any final thoughts?
Well, the final thought is I'm just sitting here listening to Ron and realizing why he's the great writer that he is, and not only a great writer, but a class act. And we missed you for the last 6 months, Mr. Sirak. We're glad you're back and healthy, and look forward to seeing you down the road.
Well, thank you for saying that, Bob. I can't wait to get out there. I always tell people one of the strangest things about my life, the life I live, is that my closest friends, most of them, live nowhere near me. There are people that I spend half the year with on the road. You know, you go to a tournament and you hang out with people. I always think of my life as it's sort of like being in the circus. You know, you roll into town on Monday or Tuesday, pitch the tent, put on your act for 5-6 days, and strike the tent down and go to the next town. And it's a weird life at times, but I've missed it, and I'm really looking forward to seeing my friends back out there.
Excellent. Well, why don't we talk when you're at the Coates Golf Championship presented by R&L Carriers, Golden Ocala Golf and Equestrian Club. You want to join me next week in the morning at the beginning of the show?
Absolutely. Anytime for you, Danielle. You know that.
Excellent. So we'll end it, and then we'll start with Ron. Bob Bubka, you got to be on more often because I miss you.
Well, thank you for having me on. Great show today. You had some wonderful guests, and it doesn't surprise me.
Thank you. Thank you, Janice, for getting him up.
He deserves all the thank you.
That's right. And thank you to our sponsors, Alert Alarm of Hawaii, providing CCTV surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers across Hawaii. These systems can be monitored anywhere in the world on your laptop or your smartphone. It's Alert Alarm of Hawaii. Creative Plumbing. Whether you're building a shopping center or a custom home, you know, you're in charge of a townhouse or whatever it is, call Creative Plumbing because your plumbing's got to be done right. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years. An outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. It's the Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. Star Protection for property threat and risk assessment, for protection for your home or your business. You get them on your property, they will check it out, tell you where your weaknesses are, where you are vulnerable, and then they will put the protection in place to keep you safe. And Acura of Honolulu, where military appreciation never ends. Ask TJ about the military appreciation pricing and the discount at 777 Ala Moana Boulevard. It's a great day to test drive an Acura of Honolulu. I want to thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. And we'll see you next week right here inside the clubhouse. This is the Golf Club. I'm Danielle Tucker.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2015.